Manifested live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Economics
on Kaya Biz.
Thank you so much, sir. Mr. Mudibedi, such a pleasure to have you with us, sir.
Hi, Osgo. Thank you so much for inviting us. We are delighted to be here and excited to share some trade industries and introduce the brand to your listeners. Hello, everybody at home.
Yes, we're excited to speak to you because when I look at your company portfolio and even the website earlier on when I was doing some of my research, I thought to myself, my goodness, wouldn't this be something for me to open up my pantry and know that the baked beans, the tomato sauce, the condiments and other spices that I might use actually come from a proudly South African-made company that doesn't have to be this huge juggernaut that feels unreachable. But for those who don't know Mudibedi Foods or Dijo as a brand, tell us more about who you are, what you do, and how long you've been doing it for.
So thank you so much for that question. It is a really good question. So I've been in the FMCG industry, retail industry, for well over two decades, specializing in many roles, like from merchandising, being a merchandising supervisor, sales rep, being an area manager, being a key account manager, looking after the actual accounts, which is basically your retailers, your ShopRites, your Pick and Pays, and the likes.
Basically, making sure that when we want a particular brand or item on the shelf, it's actually there and it meets the necessary requirements in terms of our food and our safety. 100%. I find it phenomenal because you've worked with a large number, I mean, all the major retailers that we're familiar with, all the major brands that we also have. And this really speaks to, you know, your foundation in an entry into the FMCG space. After your studies, this was the first sector that you automatically stepped into.
It was my first job. And little did I know where it would lead me to establishing my own brand called Dijo.
Yes.
And I mean, speaking of how we operate, our business model is built on a foundation of trust, which speaks to Ubuntu, and integrity, and a customer-centric approach. With a clear strategy in place, we are poised to capitalize on emerging opportunities and drive long-term growth and success with our consumers as well as our strategic partners, which is your retailers, our distribution partner, and our manufacturing partners, which I think we will discuss later.
Yes, definitely. I do want us to talk about how you started the business, though, because I'm aware that FMCG is a very competitive space, but also a very broad one, just in terms of sourcing ingredients. It's the packaging, then the goods must be processed and manufactured. They must be compliant.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, from a food and health
and
safety regulation.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So how did it start for you? I can imagine you're exposed to it, so you think, okay, sure, I can do this. I've got the experience and the expertise, but help us understand what the steps were like in order to ensure that you get yourself.
Yeah. So I've been fortunate because I went into business as an entrepreneur in a space that I'm well familiar with.
Yes.
Two decades worth of experience is no child's play, right?
Yeah.
And I had fortunately specialized in many categories in a retail store. So categories is what we refer to in terms of what the consumer would refer to is an aisle. So every aisle has got a category, right? You might find condiments in there combined with your canned veg. Mm-hmm. You might find your baby category. You might find your cereal category.
Yes.
So I've specialized across the board. I've worked with many brands, including multinationals, right?
Yes.
Specializing both from entry level to high up the ranks, right?
Gotcha.
So one of the fortunate points was that I got to work with my current partner who has given me an opportunity to support me and manufacture for us.
Beautiful.
Right. So the company that I used to work for said to me, Dennis, well, I initially went to them and I said, listen, this is a dream I have. This is what I would like to do. And they said, are you crazy? But come back here. Let's have a chat. Then I started showing, because I'm well informed of how the industry operates, I then started showing them my marketing strategy, my brand strategy, my proposal to the retailers, and they bought into the idea.
Yes.
I then went back and said, okay, what is it going to cost me? So you gotta know that as an entrepreneur, how bad you want it, right? And what are you willing to do to get it? So I've done a whole lot of things that is enabling me, and partnered with a whole lot of colleagues in the industry that were enablers for me to get to where we are today. What do I mean? we are now talking to the big retail giants in the country, two of them, who are willing to list Dijo and soon will be found on shelf. Yeah.
So that's a big deal, firstly, because it's not easy. And number one, we spoke about the compliance, but I'm also loving the fact that you're underscoring partnership. And I think so often as entrepreneurs, this is a concept that we tend to struggle with, right? Because we think, but it's my idea.
Yes.
It's unique to me. Yeah. It's my USP. I don't want to be signing NDAs, or I need people to sign NDAs. Yes. Otherwise, they'll steal my idea.
Correct. Yeah.
Help us understand partnership. And it's refreshing that you're also working with your former employer.
Correct. Here, yeah.
Which tells you that the market is big enough.
So in Setswana, they say, excuse my language if it's wrong for radio.
We understand the lesson, the teaching.
However, that's exactly what I've done. I've been fortunate to have been partnered or collaborated with my former employer, which is a blessing in disguise, and have been able to partner with ex-colleagues from a marketing perspective, from a finance, from an auditor's perspective. You had an interview earlier with somebody else who's coming from that space. And that all forms part of my business. So I'm not a standalone, although I'm the brand carrier, but I've got strategic partners who are able to support me where I may fall short.
And it helps you manage the risk as
100%, well, because somebody else could see something else that I might have missed or not seen or identified as a threat, and they could highlight it to me.
100%. I find this so exciting because for many of us as South Africans, there's certain brands that we pick up and we just become familiar with them because it's all that we've known throughout our childhood. But Dijo has a different value proposition, as you say, because it's truly a South African first.
Yes.
In terms of the manufacturing and where the products are sourced, and being a brand that is going to compete now on shelf space.
Yeah.
I'm keen to get your perspective on the importance of communicating this to us as South Africans, because it's either the popular brand from the multinational FMCG player we know, or the private label.
Yes.
And sometimes we often think, you know, the two opposites speak to quality and pricing.
Yeah.
So where is Dijo positioned and what will make us buy it essentially as consumers?
So, Googs, you're making me feel like I'm in one of the giants, retail giants head office now, because that's one of the questions that they would ask you when you do your presentations to them. They would ask you, why should we list Dijo on our shelves?
Mm-hmm.
What is your brand strategy? What is your commercial strategy? What are your four P's? And how much value are you bringing to the category, right? We mentioned the category earlier.
Yes.
So because they also have got a responsibility to consumers. They're not only looking for a product that's a me too. They're looking for uniqueness. They're looking for value in the category. So one of the questions is, what are you bringing? What is Dijo all about? Is it the point of difference in taste? Is it the marketing strategy that's different? Is it your price point?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and consumers nowadays are looking for price.
Yes.
Okay? Yes, South Africans are known to be good purchases of a well-known brand, right? And we're competing against brands that are over 10 decades old, right? So we have strategically positioned ourselves in our taste offering as well as our price.
Gotcha.
So although it's not safe for me to mention what are we going to be launching at, because that's going to be a negotiation between me and the retailer.
Yes, because everyone needs to manage their margins there too. All right?
Yeah, 100%. And what goes into the presentation is basically you could be asked things like, why should we list you? Who's your supporting partner? When I speak to supporting partner, I'm referring to who's going to take care of your product on shelves.
Yes.
So the merchandising agencies needs to come to play. You might have to present a contract that says X company is going to look after my product on shelf. Who's going to be my distributor? Who is your how much capacity? If we say to you, we want 100 cases of Dijo baked beans, are you able to fulfill the order? And those are the questions that you need to be prepared for. Not only in theory, but practically.
Exactly.
They might ask you to show them the factory where you're producing the product.
Tell us where you're based and if you're working with partners in this particular case.
So, yes, we are with partners, and the brand is produced in Akenhof in South Africa, the south of Johannesburg.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And the product is ready to launch. We have successes with some of our strategic retailers and wholesalers that have listed us. Unfortunately, we're unable to say who because the product is not on shelves as yet.
Okay. But do we have a timeline as to when we can expect it?
Yes, we are estimating June, the 1st of June, if all things goes well.
Yes.
And our product offering, as you said earlier, it's our baked beans, butter beans, mayonnaise, tomato sauce, and beverages. So you'll see that we've gone for the home sizes, which is your 410 grams in the can range, and the 750 in the mayonnaise, and the 2 liter and 750 in the tomato sauce.
Yes.
And we've also targeted the catering side.
Yes.
So your hotels, your restaurant, your caterers out there, we're offering the 3 kgs and the 5 kgs and the 10 liters of these products.
This is so refreshing. You're teaching us something here, Mr. Mudibedi.
Thank you, ma'am.
Which is the fact that you must know your audience.
100%.
Who are you targeting? Because the truth is, you could have even gone into, you know, canned peaches and other fruits, or you could have gone into home detergents, perhaps. So that different category, you could have gone down different aisles. But you're very specific, number one, about the category, but also the size.
The size,
of your product.
Yeah.
Help us understand, as an entrepreneur, how you figured this out, because there's a lesson that I think...
Look,
we can get from you here.
Look, without being shy, COVID has taught us a lot, right? Many businesses collapsed, entrepreneurs shut down, right? And we saw food not being shaken.
Yes.
Right? So we said, okay, there's an opportunity to go into food. We already have a partner that can produce for us, that's able to measure and deliver quantity or that might be requested by any retailer in the country.
Got you.
And we also said, okay, what would work? So if you think canned veg, mostly you think baked beans.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first one that you think about.
Mm. And if it's a staple in most households.
100%, right? And then you went and said, salads, what are you thinking? Tomato sauce and mayonnaise.
Mm-hmm.
So we went for top SKUs.
Mm-hmm.
What we call SKUs is basically referring to an item, right? And
that's the SKU.
SKU, Sorry, for the FMCG terminology there. So, that's what we went for, key lines at first. It doesn't mean that if Kai FM today says to me, we are looking for sugar beans, we can't produce that. We are ready. We chose to launch the top four SKUs. Five SKUs in this case that we know will do very well in the industry.
My goodness, I like this story because I think there's so many lessons that we can learn in terms of number one, partnering and collaborative efforts, even when it comes to bigger players within the industry and those players that you've worked with.
Yes.
Number two, being very clear about which particular category you're going to play in and understanding your audience and how best you are serving them and your differentiating factor, your USP. So often we hear about it when it comes to delivery of your service or product to the market. If you've just joined us, it's just after 7:45 and we are in conversation with our entrepreneur for this evening, the founder of Mudibedi Foods, also happily produces Dijo, a proudly South African food brand owned and operated by Mudibedi Foods. Mr. Dennis Mudibedi joins us in studio to talk about this amazing brand, and maybe to give you a description, you might soon be seeing mineral water, tomato sauce, mayonnaise, butter beans, and baked beans in cans on our shelves, and they'll be titled Dijo, white and turquoise covering in terms of the packaging, so it makes it easy for you to identify it. And Dijo, spelled D J O, so the acronym, like
vibrant,
very vibrant and young and youthful. I am happy to for any of your counterparts to actually share their voice notes. It would be so refreshing to hear so many people supporting you. So instead of WhatsApping him, WhatsApp us your voice notes.
Yeah,
0636880959. We're happy to take your comments and feedback and questions, even from other entrepreneurs. But Dennis, I'm keen to also get a question that we often hear from many of our entrepreneurs: funding. How did you manage that journey? And what were some of the lessons for you there?
So I'll probably tell a story that I've never heard myself. Obviously, I had a couple of savings. This is long-term planned, right? Before I left corporate.
Yes.
Right? I knew that I wanted to go into manufacturing, into the food industry, and I started saving. I've pulled all my funds and I put it into the business.
Bootstrapping.
Very much so, right? What I've done recently, which is quite, I mean, many people judge me for it, I've moved out of my house.
Really?
Yeah, I've moved out of my house, put tenants in there, and using the funds, the income, to support my business.
Yes.
So again, it goes back to how much do you want it and what are you willing to do for it? I mean, those are the efforts that are required as an entrepreneur, who's serious about business,
yes,
to take. You got to take the steps. Yeah.
Definitely.
So that's one of the things I've done. We are talking to potential investors.
Yes.
I'm very shy to work with other people, okay, particularly if somebody isn't informed of my brand, the mm-hmm. vision, which we can share, we can teach, right, coach. However, if you're not involved in the industry, if you're not familiar with the industry, I wouldn't even consider you. It'll take a long discussion with me to say, okay, come in. It's not just about the money. I want somebody that's going to add value in my business,
yes,
that could say, I'm a marketeer. I've worked with XYZ brands.
Yes.
I'm a finance person. I've worked in the space. That's what I'm looking for.
I love that you're so deliberate and intentional, because the truth is we never know who's listening.
Yeah.
And of course, someone might be able to say, hold on, I've actually worked for a particular category within the FMCG space, and I would like to reach out and get in touch. Before I ask for your contact details, I'm keen to ask, what's the one other aspect of support that you might need? Funding is clear. Partners who are engaged is also clear.
Yeah.
But to take DJ to the next level, what do you require? What's on your wish list as an entrepreneur?
Look, the giant retailers to just buy in. I think we are excited and looking forward to being on shelves. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we are engaging, we're talking to them. As I said earlier, I'm well known, fairly known in the industry. So I do take advantage of that. But I think the biggest need for the business is for us to get on shelf. Yeah. I think I'm comfortable in where we are from an operational point of view, as well as from a marketing, from a commercial point of view, we are ready. We just need somebody to open up the door and say, come in,
yes,
DJ.
Exactly, come in. Yeah. And most importantly for us as well as consumers, to actually buy the product from the shelf. Because once it moves, that's when the retailer says, okay, Dennis, we need more.
Yes,
at a quicker rate.
100%.
And we want to see more of that delivery coming forward. So we do have a few voice notes that have actually come through. So we're going to give you a set of headphones just to make sure that you can hear. If you want to share your voice notes too, do that. 063-688-0959. We are in conversation with the founder of Mudibedi Foods, a South African-based food manufacturing company dedicated to producing high-quality, authentic South African food products. And they currently have Dijo, which currently produces tomato sauce, mayonnaise, butter beans, and baked beans, just within its realm of condiments for the moment. But
the
I can imagine that this is going to be on a wider spectrum going forward. If I'm not mistaken, we have a voice note that's come through from Anne. Let's listen.
Mr. Mudibedi, congratulations. May God open all the doors that no one can close for Dijo. Billy a Billy, all the best in that.
How wonderful. And thank you so much for that voice note. I'm hoping that you heard it.
Yes, I heard it.
Oh, let's just make sure your mic is on in just a moment. We had to switch it off, but yes, there we go.
Okay.
Perfect.
Wow, exciting. Yeah, thank you so much, Anne. We really appreciate you.
I'm glad. And hopefully we'll continue to hear more of this, because that's what we want, ongoing support for our entrepreneurs. But as we've mentioned, Dennis, we never know who's listening. There are potential partners, there are potential funders, there are potential consumers who are listening. But for anyone who wants to get in touch with Dijo, where do we find you? How do we get in touch?
Yeah, the number is 079.
This is a professional number,
this
right?
This is a professional number. 079-888-2277. And the website is www.dijo.mudibediservices.com.
Perfect.
And we are live on all social media platforms,
yes,
Facebook, X, Instagram, WhatsApp, LinkedIn, and all others.
100%. We wish you so much growth and so much prosperity. Can't wait until I see this logo. Dijo, D-J-O, on my shelf at the local retailers, and making sure that we offer you support that we need. And also tapping into a broader market, specifically within catering and hospitality. Definitely one where the growth does lie for you going forward.
Definitely. We've been invited to some global trade shows.
Wonderful.
Unfortunately, we were not able to make it because our priorities are straight in terms of where we want our current money to go,
mm-hmm,
which is developing the brand.
Gotcha.
So, and we're not ready. As an entrepreneur, you need to choose where you can play and what are you fit to play for. So the global stand, we're not ready for that as yet, but hopefully we'll get ready very soon.
Dennis, what I love is that you're so clear. You know, you sound like the, you know, Dragon's Den, when the dragons are the ones saying, but you need this, you need that. You are so clear. And it almost seems as though, you know, like the vision is very clear. You understand which part of your journey you're on. And I think that's also a very specific lesson for many entrepreneurs to learn. Yes, the vision can be bold and magnificent, but we need to understand where we are in the journey as we get there.
It needs to be practical. It needs to be achievable. And you need to be the leader that actually carries it and lives it every day. And I'm glad that I'm able to demonstrate it by just seeing me talk to you. Thank you so much, Oscar.
100%. Thank you so much. Such a pleasure speaking to you, Sam. We're looking forward to seeing you on our shelves. Well, your products on our shelves.
Yeah, Dijo.
Yes, and yes, witnessing more of your growth onwards and upwards.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Dennis Mudibedi joins us as the founder of Mudibedi Foods, a proudly South African FMCG. Also owns the brand currently known as Dijo, largely focusing on condiments. So think tomato sauce, mayonnaise, but also the likes of baked beans and butter beans that are being produced. And soon will be on a few shelves of our local retailers in the country. That was our entrepreneur this evening for Ekasinomics.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.